Welcome to the Reigning in Life podcast with Pastor Mtor. Join Pastor Mtor, the esteemed founder and senior pastor of Intentional Church, as he transforms lives by the Word of God. Get ready to reign in life as you tune in and listen to the transformative teachings. Stay blessed and stay tuned.
Talk about get rich by serving, not by saving. By serving, all right? Or you can say increase by working for God. Do you guys have the scriptures, right? All right. Increase, get rich. You remember 50 Cent had a song, or was it Get Rich or Die Trying? It's a movie, Get Rich or Die Trying. Thank God in the kingdom, we don't have to die trying. Hallelujah. We get rich by serving God. Hallelujah. Look, if you are going to serve, if you're going to get a job, even as a parking attendant for the and shift, because I'm hardly here anyway. Maybe we can take that one. And then you can just turn them around. That's fine. Amen. We need better sound. Amen.
Amen.
See, it matters who controls you. If they're ticky, ticky, everything. Hallelujah. All right, so I was saying that it is better to be the tail of an elephant than the head of an ant. So it is better to work for God and his purposes than your own agendas. Does that make sense? Oh, yes. Hallelujah. Matthew 6:33. So Jesus was talking, and from the earlier verses, he begins to tell people that, you know, everybody's stressed. He's trying to get what to eat, what to wear, how to dress. Everybody's trying to make ends meet, right? Everybody's hustling. But then he says to them, then he told them, don't worry about these things because your Father knows you need these things. Say, God knows I need these things. So God knows you need a job, you need a house, you need a purpose. He knows you need all those things, right? And then God, who knows you need these things, he has put a way for you to get these things. And Jesus tells us how to get these things. But he says, but more than anything else, okay? But more than? Please help me preach to your neighbor. Say, but more than anything else. Then what does it say? He says, put God's worst and do what he wants. Then the other things will be, you understand? More than anything else. More than your job. More than your retirement. More than your purpose. More than what you want to achieve. Put God. That's the secret of being rich. By serving God. Whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. You believe that scripture? And it was said by Jesus, right? This verse also was said by Jesus. The same person said these two things. We have found it easy to believe to John 3:16, right? But when it comes to Matthew 6:33, we find an issue. You understand? But you see, this is the key. You know, God doesn't want us to do everything because doing everything does not bring results. You might even be tired afterwards. Yeah. Hallelujah. So God then gave us specific things to do. It's not every key that opens the door. There's a specific key for a specific door. So God says, I don't want you to live a life of trial and error. I don't want you to live a life of hustling. You know hustling? Are there any hustlers here? God says, I don't want you to be a hustler. Let me simplify it for you. More than anything else, more than your job, more than anything else, in walking away from this, I will find it in my future. I remember some years ago, Terry Jakes, I almost said Jesus Jakes, you know? Bishop Terry Jakes said, what you're willing to walk away from, God is willing to give you. And it's because it doesn't control you. Okay, so this is a master secret for a victorious life, for a prosperous life. It's putting God's work first. Hallelujah. You know, there are some companies that, because maybe you're the CEO, if you fall sick, they buy you the whole pharmacy.
Yes, sir.
Yeah? If you need a specialist in India, they fly you to India because of how valuable you are to the company, right? Now, God also says those who work for him, number one, they'll not be sick. God says those who work for him, number two, they will not die prematurely. Because God cannot do without people who work for him. It's like God looks and he says that you are a very important employee. I can't do without you. So any sickness, any disease, you need to be delivered from. Hello? That's why I know that as long as I'm serving God, I won't even pray about some things. Because God adds them. Hallelujah. Yeah, he just told us here, if you put my work first, if you put what I want first, all these other things will be added. You know, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, stress, you know, cars to drive, houses to stay in, shall be added to you. Say, I'm ready for my additions. Hallelujah. But for you to get the additions, you must put first things first. I said you must put first things first for you to get these additions. Hallelujah. You can't go buy a car and you say that I want the rims before. You see, rims are additions. Rims are additions. But you must get the car first. So the main thing must be the main thing. Help me preach to your neighbor enthusiastically and say, put the main thing, keep the main thing the main thing. We didn't create ourselves. We were created by God. And like any creator, he had a purpose in mind. The reason God created us was not for us to hustle from the cradle to the grave. The reason that God created us was not for us to spend our days trying to make ends meet. No, the reason God created us was for us to serve him, was for us to work for him, was for us to do whatever he wants us to do. Adam was not created to start his own business. Adam was created and he was given a garden that he was supposed to manage. Hallelujah. Adam didn't wake up and say, I don't want to be a gardener. I'm going to see what I can do. No! Everything that God created has a purpose. You have a purpose. Say, I have a purpose. So you are created for a purpose. And for you to fulfill that purpose, you must put first things first. Can I please have my pulpit down? Hallelujah. You must put first things first. Amen. Don't put your purpose first. One of the reasons why most Christians are struggling to know their purpose is because they put knowing their purpose first. Yeah. Don't put your purpose first. Put God's work first. You know, I love something that you said yesterday on your stand, because I was like, she's arriving at a point of understanding. Oh, it has started. Maybe you need to change my mic. Hello, fellow Christians, hello. Did you put the thing in? Okay, the Faraday cage, hallelujah. Amen, we've got fellow Christians. Yes, I was saying, I commented, you are at a point of understanding. Listen to me. The examples we have in the Bible, David never woke up and said, my purpose is to be a king. They all found they had work to do. They were faithful in that work. That work led them to a greater work. In Agiako, you want to say, nations are for me. Hallelujah. I declare nations. Kuraba. Now, because you want nations, guess what? You don't want to usher. You don't know that the door to nations is in faithful ushering. Yeah. You see, because they're so consumed by purpose. Yet you don't realize that for human, you see, a lion does not have any other purpose but to be a lion. That's why it starts being a lion from the day it's born. But you see, a person made in the image of God. Yes, your purpose is not a once and for all. It's an unfolding thing. There was a time when God was your purpose. Be obsessed with, I want to do what God wants me to do per time. If I can be found faithful in that, that's it. Faithful with the sheep. He was faithful killing Goliath, working for Saul. He was faithful in Saul's kingdom. You understand? Until he finally got his kingdom. Hello? If David was like many of us, that you knew you were anointed to be a king, but he was going to create a Facebook account, a YouTube tutorial, Steps to the Kingdom with David. Part one, make sure you're anointed by a man of God. Yeah, top-notch man of God. Part two, you understand? Yeah, please subscribe after this. You know we're going for the kingdom. Hallelujah. You know we're taking the kingdom. Come on, God. Hello? Yeah, but that's not how it works. That's not how reality works. If Joseph had actually, you know, if Joseph had focused on the purpose, he'd have missed out. Then, you know, steps to ruling over your brothers. Number one, have a dream. Number two, tell them the dream. You know, don't mind what the haters say. Haters gonna hate. Tell them the dream. Right? Now, step number three. You know, Joseph was gonna be missing day number one. We're gonna look for him and find him. He wasn't even going to arrive to the place where purpose was going to be manifested. Can I tell you something? Don't be addicted to your purpose. Be addicted to God. God is greater than your purpose. God can give you another purpose. Even if you try to just find somewhere and serve. Just find somewhere and it's amazing that I knew that I was called to be a pastor and a preacher, not because I was pastoring and preaching. Because I was usher at church, cleaning, whatever needed a person I was available to do. I never read a book on purpose. Some of you read the books on purpose, listen to podcasts on purpose, and you're still confused about your purpose. Because your purpose, you are looking for a title, yet your purpose is service. There is no purpose greater than service. Doesn't matter the title. So you're looking for a title, purpose. Your purpose is serving. What's your purpose?
Serving.
Yeah, in whatever requirement I'm required to serve. So right now I'm serving as a pastor. If God changes tomorrow, says that I no longer want you to pastor, I want you to be an evangelist, stop the church, go out and do evangelism. Guess what? He did not give me a new purpose because I'm still serving. The highest purpose in the kingdom of God is not to be a power couple, men for the nations, woman of destiny, woman of glory. The highest purpose is to serve. Jesus said, I came to serve. That's the highest. He, the king, came to serve. Amen. All right, so above all things, we're supposed to put God's work first. What are you supposed to put first? Come on, say it enthusiastically. No, I said, say it with enthusiasm. I love the life and the energy. Yeah, yeah. What are you supposed to put first? What are you supposed to put first? More than anything else. Can I preach it painfully? More than getting married, put God's work first. More than getting a degree, put God's work first. More than being a millionaire, put God's work. More than anything else, put God's work first. Yeah, don't be that Christian so that I'll serve God as long. If I don't get married this year, I'm no longer serving God. Yeah, more than a husband. More than a wife. Some of you, God last saw you on your wedding day. When you said, I do, you were done. Your name was deleted from the servants of God's database. Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and say, more than anything else, I will put God's work first. Yeah. More than my comfort, more than my reputation, more than what's convenient for me, more than anything else, put God's work first. Am I saying don't graduate, go get that degree, but more than your degree, put God's work first? Am I saying don't get money, go get the money, but more than else, put God's work first? Put whatever God wants you to do. Can I tell you something? I know there are some students here. How many of you are full-time students? Can I tell you something? You are not full-time students. You are full-time servants of God and part-time students. Yeah, because there was a time you were first year, there's a time you're going to graduate, your student era is over. But your era of serving God will never end.
Yeah. Yeah.
How many working people are here? Full-time employees, permanent. You are not permanent. Because they can write one memo to say otherwise. One memo to say we have paused this program. Therefore, everyone in this category, take it outside. Let's take it outside. You understand? Yes, you are permanent. We celebrate that permanence. You understand what I'm saying to you? But you have another mind. Anytime this can change. Anytime all of this can change. But you see here, it can never change. God has never fired anybody. He's still saying that the harvest is white, but the laborers are few. If you know somebody, tell them we're hiring. If you know somebody, tell them the kingdom is hiring. We need more people to pray, more people to preach, more people. We need more people to put God's work first. Yeah. Hallelujah. Yes. Yes. Today I'm recruiting Bazalwane. The kingdom is hiring. Oh, pastor, I'm unemployed. I've sent out CVs. Come join us at church. Yeah, you come start working for God. You see, people don't understand that working for God is working for God. The same way you work and you get paid, even God pays you. So if you are here and you are unemployed by earthly people, on Tuesday report for duty. I am here to do whatever God wants. Oh, we are here to pray. We are here to go out for soul winning. There's work to be done. Instead of sitting at home and turning around, you know, turning around on your couch. Come work for God. Do you never say, come work for God? Yeah. Before you get that into come work, some of you, they'll call you for that job while you're here in church. Yeah, while you're coming from outreach. Yeah. They'll call you, say that, hi, yeah, come. So if you're unemployed, you're choosing not to. Because I'm saying God is employing.
We're hiring.
The employer of choice. Stress-free employer. Stress-free. Just an employer who guarantees that all these other things will be yours. Yeah. My first car, I got it because I was serving God. I didn't even know how much it was. Some people just came outside and during COVID, during lockdown, when other people were frustrated. And I wasn't even having online services or anything. Why? Do you know why? Because I had prepared you guys for lockdown. Yes, I had trained to love God, to pray, to seek God. I prepared you. Me, I knew that I was done. Yeah, if churches didn't open again, what I taught you was enough to keep you until heaven. Yeah. I was just at home. And some people said, Pastor, and I found a whole group of people that bought me my first car by serving God. Added. Someone say added. Yeah, added. Added. My second car, added. I was just coming in from Nigeria, serving God, getting greater grace. And I just come to church. When I'm in the office, someone comes and says, Pastor, BMW, you looks good on you. Drive, man of God. You see, you, it's your dream car. You are fasting for it. You're praying. For me, it's just what? Added. Just serving God. Not, you know, there are some of you who know cars. I'm so afraid of you. For me, I don't even know. You understand? Bonnie, it was so terrible that when I needed to change the coolant, the coolant in the car, I didn't even know where to change it.
My God!
Yeah, I went to the garage and I was like, it's saying coolant. What do I do? Yeah, and the guy was like, okay. And I was like, my friend, don't put the wrong thing here. I had to now look for the marker. I don't know. Yeah, I still don't know. Because it's not my job. Am I a mechanic? Mine is to know script. Are you hearing this? Choose your choice in life. I said, choose your choice in life. Hallelujah. Yeah, choose your choice. One day, I think I was driving, I don't know, a Mercedes. Something. I didn't even know which fuel it uses. Yeah, so the thing says it needs fuel. So I take it to the garage and I'm like, oh, wait a minute. I don't know if this is petrol or diesel. Let me call some people. Guys, which one is this one? Is it petrol? Is it diesel? Yet, when now you know even the smell, that no... choose your choice. I'm saying serve God. All these things will be added unto you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? I said, are you hearing what I'm saying? Yeah. You have memorized everything. No, relax. Huh? You have memorized. This guy has 4X. Relax. Yeah, serve God and you'll see. Yeah. God gave me my dream car. I wasn't praying for it. I wasn't fasting for it. I was just serving God. And God was like, you look good on this one. Hallelujah. And when I tell you, this car, every time it passes by, that's my car. I claim it. Stop claiming other people's cars. Come and serve God, and God will add these things to you. Hallelujah. I said, hallelujah. My wife was added to me. I was not looking for who to marry. I had tried looking for a wife before. I was severely disappointed. They took my heart, they grated it, they fried it, they put some sauce, and my heart. Hey, my heart. My heart. I was taken to the emergency room because I was like having a heart attack. Because I had tried to look for a person to marry. But then I was like, Lord, it's enough. If you choose me to get married, that's fine. But I'm just going to serve you. I'm going to just preach. I'm going to teach. As I was doing that one Sunday after church, I was done preaching. I was done serving God. You know, I really love Sundays. Hey. One Sunday, and I was still serving God, going through the pictures. Did they post the right ones? Did they put quality? Hey! What is this? Who is this? What? Hey. Is this in our church? You see, you don't know what's in our church. After church, you run out. You don't want to be in the community. Enthusiastically so. Yeah. I was like, what is this? In our church. Those of you who came late, you missed my wife. She was here. She was here. Ah! What? What? You understand? I wasn't looking for it. God added. I wasn't even praying for it. You know, some of you have a long prayer list. Must be this, must be that. I wasn't even praying anymore. Because I was like, it's either I do what God says and get what He said. Because the Bible says houses and riches are an inheritance from parents. But a prudent wife is from God. You understand what I'm saying to you? Oh, and I got a prudent wife. Hallelujah. A kind woman. Brother, I wasn't going to see kindness on the pictures. The real things that keep your marriage, you will never see them online. Only God knows what is in the heart of a person. And that came because I was serving God. Yeah. And I said to her, hi, sister. So like, hello, pastor. I was like, no, don't call me pastor. No. Don't call me pastor. Yeah. I was like, do you want to marry a man? I was like, I've got no other business. I'm not going to start a car sales shop. I'm not going to start a computer sales shop. I'm just going to serve God all the days of my life. Would you marry a man of God? And so I was like, yes, I'll marry you. Because I find that guys who serve God are the cutest guys around. Guys who serve God are the most reliable guys. Because if God can trust you, I can trust you. Because if you want to make God happy, then you'll not struggle to make me happy. So I would rather serve, I would rather date, I would rather marry a guy who serves God. Woo! I'm trying to say to you, stop this thing. Tall, dark, and handsome. Leave it to God. God knows what you need better. I'm just going to serve God. And I'm going to serve Him with joy. And I'm going to serve Him with enthusiasm. All right, let's help them. Put that scripture up. Let's give them the enthusiasm. Because I see they're looking at me. Yeah. You know the scripture? Deuteronomy 28. All right, 47. The NLT, right? Yeah. So when you're doing God's work, so the first thing is God's work, right? And when you're doing God's work, you must do it with certain conditions, okay? It's like in certain, if you're a student, in certain courses, they tell you, you must pass. This is the required, that's what it is. So you can't say, I pass. You can't say, I just serve God. I put God's work first. No. You must do it with enthusiasm. You must do it with joy. It says, if you do not serve, if you don't put God's work first, your God, right, with joy, and enthusiasm for the abundant benefits, blessings you have received. What will happen? You will serve your enemies whom the Lord will send against you. You will be left hungry, thirsty, naked, single, and lacking in everything. You see, if you don't serve God with enthusiasm, you will be, look at this, look at this. Lacking in everything. That everything covers the boyfriend issue there. You are lacking someone to say good morning, baby. You are lacking someone to even protect you. You understand? You are lacking someone to spoil your day. Yeah? It's because you are not serving God with joy, with enthusiasm. Someone say enthusiasm. You guys had too much breakfast before you came. Someone say enthusiasm. Yeah. With enthusiastic enthusiasm. It's there. Serve God with joy and enthusiasm. Shepherd, what does enthusiasm mean? Give us the synonyms and the antonyms. Do it very, very fast, my man. This is not my sermon. I haven't even given the first point. You must serve God with joy, with enthusiasm, with excitement, with some oomph. Yeah. With some, nobody wants to marry an unenthusiastic partner. Yeah. No joy, no enthusiasm. You are just a wife in jail. For what? For what? No one, Some of you ladies, the reason you are single is your serious face. Yeah. Who told you that having a serious face means you are a serious Christian? I am prophesying. I am bringing deliverance, sir. Shepherd, do you have something for us? Lekas of Radash Talanta. I hope you connected to the Wi-Fi, right? The pastor, it's your tithe. It's your last tithe. Yeah. Just put your initial and your tithe. It will connect you. Enthusiasm. Hallelujah. Are you connected? You're connected. You should have gotten a partnership email. Yeah. If you're a partner, there's a partnership email that goes out. Yeah. If you're a real partner, if you're a partner by faith, connect by faith, child of God. All right. Shepherd, do you have something for us? Uh-huh. Come on, Chef.
With zeal.
With zeal. Uh-huh. I won't go deep on. Just give us. With zeal. So if enthusiasm is zeal, is passion. So you must do God's work with passion. You understand? You know, some of you, before you got born again, when you shared your testimony, you know, I used to drive to France, you can drink all night. I used to go to Long Street and dance all night. They knew me there. But I became born again. So it's like being born again is that... But I became born again. No! It should be the opposite. You know, I used to do silly things, man, in Long Street that I don't want to talk about. But I became born again. Hey, hey! Now I pray 12 hours. Hey! Now I'm doing prayer siege. Hey! Now I'm fasting. Hey! Yeah! Yeah! With zeal, with passion. Come on, sir.
With excitement.
Yeah. Listen, excitement is not a youthful thing. I mean, some of you look young and there's no excitement. Huh? Hey, my son. It's not like, no, this is for young people. This church is full of young people. Listen, even the young people are not excited. It's an attitude. It's an attitude that you have. Hello? Continue.
With
eagerness. Uh-huh.
With gusto.
With gusto. You know gusto?
Yeah.
Vigorous. You see, even my preaching is vigorous. You know, there are words that are fighting to come out of my mouth. It's too much. Vigorous. And enthusiastic enjoyment. When you come to church, don't come like you're on punishment. Even if you are being punished to come to church, when you step in there, just, you know, have some gusto. Yeah, because I know some of you, your mother told you, if you don't go to church, pack your bags and leave. And that's a good mother.
That's a good mother, sir.
Continue, sir.
With kindness.
All right, go to the antonyms.
Antonyms,
right.
Apathy.
Lack of interest.
With boredom.
Like how some of you are looking at me. With boredom. No enthusiasm. When is he going to start delivering us? I didn't come for all these things. I just came for deliverance. Yeah. Yet you don't know that this is the deliverance. With boredom,
With indifference,
it doesn't matter whether or not, it doesn't matter.
A state of disinterest. With lethargy.
Lethargy.
A state of sluggishness.
Praise the Lord.
With aversion.
With aversion.
A strong dislike and reluctant
A strong dislike and reluctance towards something. Yeah.
With detachment.
Would you want to marry somebody who's described with all these words? They are lethargic. They are. Would you want somebody like that? I'm asking, would you want, Mr. Gentleman, would you want somebody like that? Does not smile, does not. Ha. You try to hold the hand. You want to hold my hand? Would you want somebody like that? Now, why are you like that in God's house? You should serve with joy. You should serve with enthusiasm. Say amen with joy.
Amen.
Yeah, there must be some enthuse in you. Yeah. Mishak, is it making sense? Somewhat enthuse. Some joy in you. No lethargy. You understand? Yeah, lethargy is that thing that comes upon you. I think if you're almost about to die or something, you just become this dead thing. It's true? I hope it's true. It's something that you're about to die. And some of us, what's wrong? You're 20. What's wrong with you? You're only 30. You're lethargic. Let's go to the sermon. Thank you.
State of emotional distance.
Hey, Shepherd, thank you. Let's come back. So put God's work first with joy and enthusiasm. Whatever you do for God, do it with excitement. Some of you who used to drink, you can testify.
I pray that you have been transformed by the powerful message. Thank you for tuning in to the Pastum Tour podcast. Shalom.